Welcome to Popular Cultural Sharing. My name is Lawin and I am your host. In this podcast, we give you an outsider's perspective about European life, culture, and pretty much anything that is connected to this continent. So get ready to learn something new in a light and entertaining way. Welcome back, everyone, to Popular Cultural Cherry. Today, we have a guest who is actually from the Philippines originally, but is now based in Berlin. So actually, we've had a handful of guests based out of Berlin. So Berlin really seems to be like the magnet for foreigners here in Germany. And it's going to be quite an interesting topic. And it's also going to be the first time I'm doing such a topic. And given that it's Pride Month this June, although this will probably come out in July, I want to talk about, you know, the differences of how people in the LGBT community are treated in the Philippines or in Asia or in other countries that are more are less developed compared to how it is maybe here in Germany or in the broader sense in Europe. So today we have a guest. Her name is Nadine. And Nadine, I met her through YouTube. And she recently posted a video. So she has her own YouTube channel where she talks about her experiences in Berlin and in Germany. And one of the topics she spoke about was actually how she had her like coming out experience to her family. And I wanted to kind of talk to her today about this. So Nadine, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Alan, for having me here.
You had this video about you coming out, this whole experience of yours, and I watched it, and I found it quite cool that your mom was super cool. I mean, it didn't seem that she's like your typical conservative Filipino mom, and that's because like in the Philippines is a very like Catholic conservative country, and this is kind of like one of these, so to say, controversial topics these days. It's spoken about a lot, I guess, like on the media. But I guess in families, there's still some hesitation towards how to really embrace the whole topic. Maybe you could give us a summary of how that whole experience of yours of coming out was like.
It wasn't an easy journey to come out in the Philippines. Because, of course, people are more conservative. And yeah, it's a predominantly Catholic country. So I could say that it is one of the scariest parts of my life that I've experienced. But of course, luckily, my mom and my father were very accepting. Although at first I was really scared. But my mom actually grew up here in Germany. So I think that's one of the things why she is really open-minded as a person and more accepting of the community. And she has also a lot of friends who are part of the LGBT community. And as for my father, of course, growing up, he was quite strict, but I know that he loves me, and I actually didn't believe that he would accept me because I was really scared of coming out. Yeah, so I actually came out to him when I was already in Germany so that he could have some time to think before we finally see each other again. Yeah, so I can say that I'm very lucky to have parents who have accepted me for who I am, and I'm very grateful for them.
Your dad's based in the Philippines, right?
Yeah, my dad's based in the Philippines.
That's a smart move that you waited.
Yeah.
So besides your parents, like, how was it like with regards to your friends or maybe like in high school? Like, how did people like perceive being lesbian or gay or bisexual? Based on my experience, like in high school, like, I think people weren't as open as they are now. Like, you still hear people teasing people, calling them like names and stuff, which personally I never really liked. But little by little, I saw it like as the years gone by, like people were becoming more accepting of this. And how was that like for you? Were you able to actually open up to your friends, to your classmates?
Yes. So growing up, I wasn't really able to open up to my friends, to my classmates, because as you said, like, during our younger years, people weren't that open. And of course, I didn't want to accept my sexuality because there were a lot of things that I needed to consider. Like, first, I have relatives who are very religious and conservative. So I was aware of the saying that being gay is a sin. I was scared and had feelings of guilt because of it. But of course, don't get me wrong. I love my relatives. They are really kind-hearted people, and I respect their beliefs. But of course, this made me feel more scared of coming out, as I don't know if they will still accept me or feel ashamed of me. Yeah, and then second, of course, during my younger years, people weren't really open about the LGBT community. I was afraid to get discriminated, get bullied, or get laughed at for it. And also, I didn't want to feel like an outcast. So, of course, in our culture, people love to gossip about this kind of things. And I wanted to live a quote-unquote normal life. So I was afraid that my friends wouldn't accept me and that they would treat me differently. So yeah, it was very difficult to come out.
It sounds like you had a tough time, and I'm sorry to hear that. Like, obviously, like, yeah, your relatives, everyone's relatives, like, are still, at the end of the day, your relatives. But obviously, the older generation even have a more conservative view on things. And that has a lot to do with, like, education. And that probably when they were growing up, also when they saw Western media, it maybe also was not accepted as it is now, like, 30 years ago in the US or in Europe or whatever. So I think this is like a growing movement. And obviously, like, the education about it during those times and even during our times, I think is still lacking. I think that you know, schools don't discuss it as much as I think it needs to be discussed, that actually this is, yeah, there are people like that, and we have to accept this fact. And that is quite unfortunate. And also, I guess that has to do with, like, you know, Catholic schools and stuff in the Philippines. But anyway, that's for another complicated discussion. So yeah, so this whole process of yours, you know, you came out here in Germany, and how was it like, actually? What was the feeling like, actually, when you actually came out?
It still wasn't easy even after I came out. It's like, it's really a long journey of accepting yourself as well, because I still had moments where I doubted, like, if I actually, you know, you still have doubts, you still have feelings of guilt. And so it was really a long process. But I think I already came to a point where I accepted myself. And I'm happy that I have a supportive family and friends.
Yeah, they should accept your decisions. Yeah, one thing, I think there's a common misconception, and I actually was looking at this on the internet, that the Philippines is actually a very, very open country in terms of, like, one of the most, like, gay friendly countries in the world, and I guess it's becoming like that now. You see it a lot in like showbiz. You see a lot of, you know, guys who are out, they are regarded as very well known actors, actresses, but I think people still don't understand how it is actually like growing up. And I think that's where your insight actually becomes helpful, is that, you know, outsiders view, like, the Philippines super open. Maybe it's like Thailand, but in reality, it might not be as they view it. And what do you think about that? Like, in terms of seeing other countries, and actually knowing, growing up in the Philippines, and knowing how it is.
Okay, so I think, of course, during our time, the people weren't that accepting, but now I think society is more tolerant about it, but not really, like, fully accepting the community. So I don't want to, like, discredit the efforts, because there are some efforts done by some local government units that, you know, they passed ordinances to protect the LGBTQ plus community from discrimination, but there's still no national law. So, and without the national law of, protecting the LGBT community, we could still expect that we will still experience discrimination and violence. Yeah, so I think it's also an effort that we should all be participating in, to be more open, be more kind.
I understand what you're saying. Like, there are some initiatives being done, and I hope there would be more, more initiatives in the future, and more people would actually get behind these initiatives. But you know what makes me really, really sad and frustrated is actually when you see the news articles on Facebook and you click the comments and you see other people from the Philippines commenting, then you actually realize that there's still really a lot to be done in terms of educating people. There are a lot of ignorant people who still kind of don't understand the whole concept. And it is sad.
Yes, it is sad because you can see other countries who are like more accepting. And in our homeland, there's still stigma, there's still hate, and we still get experience like some people still experience like violence against the LGBTQ community, and
that is very sad to hear. Hopefully, nothing happened to you like growing up or
luckily, didn't experience
anything. Yeah. Now that you talk about, you know, other countries and how it could be in other countries. Now that you're in Germany, how has your experience been? Are you actually very active in the community, or do you have a lot of friends who are also part of the community?
I'm not really that like active in the community, but of course I have friends who are part of the LGBT community. And here in Berlin, I just see that people are more open because we have like during Pride Month, there are a lot of celebrations for the LGBT community.
Yeah, speaking of Pride Month and celebrations, actually, I think in 2019, it was my birthday, actually. So my birthday is in August, and I was in Amsterdam. At the same time, it was like, I don't know, it was not Pride Day, but like it was a special parade for the LGBT community in Amsterdam. That was really big. And I remember just seeing loads of people on the street, half naked people, everyone just having a good time. Also, you had these floats on the canals in Amsterdam, boats, different people wearing costumes, just having fun. And I thought, like, you know, I wish like in any country, in any society, like would be able to express themselves in these kinds of events where, you know, nobody really is hurt and everyone's just having fun. And but have you actually attended the event there in Berlin, and how was that like?
Oh, yes, I have attended Christopher Street Day here. So this is like the Pride March here in Berlin. I have attended it for like 3 to 4 times already.
Nice.
And yeah, this is really, I really feel like at home in a way. And you can see people just celebrating. Of course, there are still like protests. Like we still have a lot of rights that we want to, you know, uphold. But you can feel the vibe. The energy is like really, people are happy. People are just expressing themselves, wearing anything that they want or wearing nothing at all.
Yeah.
So it's really a happy place.
Speaking of which, like, you know, in you know how it is in Germany, and then also with my experience in the Netherlands, I was actually looking up in the internet and I found out that actually in Germany, like same-sex marriage was accepted in 2001 legally, and the first wedding in Germany was in 2017. And actually now, even like the health minister of Germany he's gay, like he's out, and like I don't think anybody has a problem with it. And I think they have problems with him for other reasons, but not because he's out. And I think it's just super cool that it is like this. And I think in the Philippines, even though it may seem that it's open and a lot of people are out, I don't think there's any support for these kind of, you know, same-sex marriage or even just legal recognition of these kinds of unions, right? I don't know, maybe you know something more about this.
Oh, yes, you are correct with that. And I think a big part of it is the government here in Germany has been very supportive for the LGBTQ plus rights. That, as you mentioned, there is already same-sex marriage. And even before that, there was like a civil union or like the registered partnership for same-sex couples. And also they have just like last year, I think, banned conversion therapy, which is also a huge progress. And yeah, there's also anti-discrimination law. And there are a lot of openly gay and lesbian politicians, as you mentioned here.
Yeah.
And of course, in general, I think Berlin or Germany is more open in a lot of aspects, like in the way we present ourselves, in the way we dress. And I also observe that people here don't really meddle in other people's lives. Yeah, that's why I think people are more comfortable to be, to express themselves and be open.
I think, yeah, you're right. It's also might be because the German way is like not really to meddle with other people. Like it is in the Philippines, you know, we call it in Tagalog, in our language, like chismis, when you kind of talk to other people about another person, maybe spreading some rumors, some false news. And this happens a lot in the Philippines. But like I think like in Germany, you have a more individualistic kind of society where people most of the time try to keep to their own. Speaking of, you know, these events, and as you mentioned, like support for, you know, LGBT stuff. Recently, I saw in the news, and this is for football, there was a game where I think UEFA did not allow the stadium in Munich, I think it's the Allianz Arena or something, in Munich, to have the rainbow colors on their stadium because it's not, I don't know, doesn't conform with the rules of UEFA. But actually a lot of people in Germany got really angry, the government and everyone really like supporting this, you know, having the stadium kind of light up with the rainbow colors. And I think that really shows you how much the government and the people are actually behind this movement, which I think is great. Did you hear about that news as well?
Yes, of course. I read about it and you know, it actually melts my heart because it makes me very happy to be also in a country where people are accepting of our community. And I really wish and hope that someday this will also happen in the Philippines.
Yeah, the Philippines and other parts of the world. Yes, I really, and other parts of the world. So I found actually a poll that says that in 2017, 83% of Germans actually support same-sex marriage. 16% were against it, which I think is already tells you that the consensus of the society here is that in general, an average German person is pro, which again is amazing. I hope that, you know, like you said, let's hope for the future that in the Philippines and other parts of the world it gets better. So one question I wanted to ask you actually is, was Germany a really valid option for you because you wanted to kind of also come out? Would you have like gone somewhere else, you know, if that option was there? Or because like Germany is very, very open, then you're kind of more comfortable kind of moving to Germany?
Before I actually moved here, I wasn't aware how open the community is here. Because I visited my mom back in 2013. So that's the first time that I visited Germany. And that's the first time that I got to know how open the people are here. So it, Germany has, especially like Berlin, specifically Berlin, made me feel more comfortable to be myself and accept myself. And that's why I always wanted to come back. So I think that was also one influence of my decision to move to Germany, and also the lifestyle, environment. There are a lot of things that I like about Germany.
Definitely. And I don't even live in Berlin, and I can say that there's a lot of things I like about Germany. What more if I move to Berlin? Yeah, so like I mentioned in the beginning, in the introduction, I got to know you because of your YouTube channel. And maybe you can, you know, you can give the listeners a little intro or preview as to what, you know, you kind of aim to showcase in this YouTube channel of yours, which I actually find really entertaining, and so do a lot of other Filipino people based in Germany, I think.
Thank you for that. So me and my partner have a YouTube channel. It's called Jesse and Nadine. So it's like just like a general name of ours, yeah, Jesse and Nadine. It's really a look like into our lives, like our experiences here in Berlin. We share some interesting, I hope it's interesting, facts about here in Berlin and also about our lives. So yeah, it's anything under the sun, I guess.
Yeah, it is fun. And actually, I'm looking forward to more of your episodes about life in Berlin. So guys, if you're kind of interested in, you know, the lifestyle in Berlin, obviously it's in Filipino, it's in Tagalog. If you speak Tagalog or want to learn Tagalog, might be the perfect channel for you to subscribe to. Yeah, so one last question before I let you go, Nadine. Going through this whole process, you know, like you said, it was not so easy for you. And what kind of advice would you actually give people from other, maybe developing countries or other conservative countries around the world that, you know, come out and maybe, you know, what kind of tips or advice would you give them?
I think for those who are part of the community and are closeted, are scared to come out, don't pressure yourself as well to come out, because only you will know if it's the right time, if you feel safe, if you feel comfortable. And for those who are who are maybe a bit close, I mean, who are supporting the community, just show support, continue showing support, because there are still a lot of people who are having a hard time, coming out and are not in a safe place to come out. And of course, I think just showing support, being open about it, would really help the community. And I just want to spread love and kindness.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode of Pop Your Cultural Cherry. You can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and other podcast streaming platforms. To be updated with our latest episodes, don't forget to give us a like and a follow on our Facebook page and our Instagram account.